And it shall come to pass, in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above, and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood before that great and notable day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
The point of the dream was that in the dream, I felt like if I had shared about it, if I had just, you know, warned people, if I had just said, look, this is what I'm thinking about, that maybe, perhaps, I don't know, I know it's as crazy as it sounds, you know, I mean, like Jonah, you know, when he didn't want to share, he didn't want to say, you know, oh, hey, I'm going to talk about aliens now. I don't even believe in aliens. I was supposed to tell you about that. So long story short, I had this terrible dream, and I said, well, if you want me to share something, you have to really, you're going to have to give me, you're going to have to give me the heads up. And so, and last night I have a terrible dream where I'm at the emergency room, a building much like this, which is really disturbing. And we're there for Ethan. And in the dream, basically, like, you know, we start seeing meteors flying and man, and it was like almost like it looked like scary times were coming because of this. And but that wasn't really the dream. I'm not saying that that's going to happen. The point of the dream was that in the dream, I felt like if I had shared about it, if I had just, you know, warned people, if I had just said, look, this is what I'm thinking about, that maybe, perhaps, I don't know, I know it's as crazy as it sounds, you know, I mean, like Jonah, you know, when he didn't want to share, he didn't want to say, you know, oh, hey, I'm going to talk about aliens now. I don't even believe in aliens. I was supposed to tell you about that. So long story short, I had this terrible dream.
Do you have any idea whatever happened to the drones?
What happened to drones?
Well, you said that you knew you thought the government knew what was happening with these drones over New Jersey. There were some by Bedminster.
I don't know. They're over Bedminster a lot, so I can imagine. Hey, I'm going to give you a report on drones about one day into the administration, because I think it's ridiculous that they're not telling you about what's going on with the drones.
It's crazy sounds, you know, I mean, like Jonah, you know. When he didn't want to share, he didn't want to say, you know, oh, hey, I'm going to talk about aliens now. I don't even believe in aliens. I'm supposed to tell you about that.
2025 is off to an amazing start, but it's about to get crazier. There is a sun-diving comet known as Atlas. It was discovered in 2019, and if it survives its pass in near brush with the sun, it will be the brightest comet we have ever seen in 20 years. Many people say that it will be brighter than Venus. Named Atlas, one can't help but think of the myth of the Titan who was punished for taking part in a war against the gods, and his punishment was to continually have to have the burden of carrying a heavy spear up a mountain. A symbol of endurance and a reminder of the futility of his fate. There is this comet that is approaching, discovered on April 5th of 2024, which just so happens to be First Contact Day. Aliens. Comets are known as messengers. Is this one saying something today? We have other wonderful celestial events, a parade of the planets. All of this is happening at the time of the inauguration.
To know what's going to happen in the Earth, so I started looking, and right on the 21st of January, the planets are going to be what they call in a parade. Six of them are going to be lined up in what a parade, and made me think. And just even on the 21st, you break that down, that says it breaks down to 1111, you know, that's 1111. We're all about being a witness. So
right.
I was already drawn into it. I was like, all right, so let me witness what's going on right here. And it was crazy. And they're not even in a straight line. You know what I'm saying? They're in an arc. They're in an arch, you know, and that's going along with everything right now with McDonald's, you know, Grimace, Luigi.
The arches. Yeah.
Yeah. It's all. And it's just funny how right into January, the planets are lining up to the arch. And right at the end of it, it's going to happen for 2 months and right into March. You know what I'm saying? Saturn switching place with Mercury, you know what I'm saying? And then right in March, Saturn loses. It's going to give the appearance that it loses its rings.
Rings, you know, yes. Yeah, yeah.
So it made me think, like, the Lord of the Rings, the power of the rings, what's that mean? It makes. So I was thinking, does that mean Saturn's going to be let loose?
I'm feeling that. This, yeah, I did a show about this because, of course, the inauguration happens on the 20th. So you have all of this happening at the exact same time. And the fact that, you know, Saturn starts to lose his rings, I look at it as, you know, maybe it's a possibility that we could see something more strict because, you know, Saturn's known as the taskmaster. You know, it's my way or the highway, right? We're going to do it my way, or you're going to get beat down until you submit to it. That's just the way it's going to be. And, now Mercury is, it's the messenger planet.
Yeah.
So, you know, you have these two things. Saturn losing its rings could mean maybe the enemy losing its influence.
I was thinking, and Mercury also, I put up, it said it was the god of commerce, which is the ability to buy and sell. You know, so when the planets are, we're going through the new year and everything's lining up, I see like in the crypto, and I'm bringing it into it. I see in the crypto market, everything's lining up. Everything is going up into the arch, and we're going to hit that arch probably in January, February for the turnover. And then our ability to buy or sell maybe the crypto or maybe some type of stocks, we might enter that short period for that month in March. I'm putting all my eggs in one basket.
Right. You know? Wow.
Yeah. And in March, maybe we'll see that markets plunge. We might be entering into that one little part. That, you know what I'm saying? So that's my prediction. It's going to go up. We're going to hit the arch. It's going to go down. We're going to switch places with Mercury, the ability to trade and buy. And then we'll see how that plays out.
Well, I mean, you know, that's what everybody's worried about, of course. You know, it's hard not to look at the references that are playing out in scripture. It's hard not to look at the things that we're seeing in the real world play out too. On this channel, if you're new to the channel, welcome. I hope you hit the like button, you share the channel around, and you, you know, become part of Patreon too, because this is what we do every other Sunday. We come together and we talk, but it could be a time where, you know, these biblical characters seem to really be playing out in the world in such a way that it's almost like maybe you just got to lean into it a little bit, you know, maybe think for a second that we are, you know, here for a reason. And there are these two sets of individuals in the end, in the book of Revelation, that, you know, they rise up at the same time during this judgment. You know, there's these two sets of individuals. The scripture says, and speaking of Saturn, what you were saying, Jude, is, you know, it is the taskmaster. It is the more legalistic. It is but it's also the adversary, which makes you stronger and grow more. But the scripture says that when the devil's cast into the earth, woe to the inhabitants of the earth. Meaning, if you're in this realm and you're, you know, suckling on the teat of, you know, whatever social media platform is, and you're just not looking for more, and you're just living, you know, according to the ways that the world offers, you may have a little bit of a problem. Woe to you, because you're not going to like it if you're not a good person. You're not going to like it if you're very carnal. But, you know, rejoice those in the heavens, because, you know, here's our reward. So you got these two sets of individuals. Some are going to go to everlasting life, and some are going to go to everlasting condemnation and contempt.
Make believe with me. Picture yourself happy and free. Living your life the way you want. trouble, only peace. Happy at work, at home, with family or alone, regardless of where you roam. Imagine joy is all you know. Imagination is the ground where your future grows. Imagination is the key, you see. If you'd only believe, you'd receive what waits behind the door of infinite possibility. Picture